Welcome to the Tales of Success podcast, a show about Labradors and achieving training success. Hello and welcome to the Tales of Success podcast. I hope that you and your Labradors are doing very, very well. At the time of me recording this episode, it's the beginning of January. And that means that my Facebook feed is pretty much full at the moment with friends that are kind of stating to the world that this year is going to be their year. It's going to be the most successful year they've had. It's going to be the year that they lose weight and probably try and get fit at the same time. But it always kind of begs the question, is it going to be the year? Or is it going to be like every other year where the same people have said the same thing and then they act all surprised in June or July time when it didn't actually happen because they didn't really have a plan and they didn't really do as much work as they'd maybe anticipated they might do. New Year's resolutions are always set with very good intentions, but I think if we're totally honest, it's something that lots of us do. And then by about the 15th of January, most of us kind of give up on it and we don't give it the attention that it deserves or needs to reach that end goal. But that said, if we really, really want something and you've got the motivation, you've got a plan, you've got goals and you've got a bit of accountability, you can absolutely make it happen. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, how you can be successful and achieve your goals in Labrador training, whether that's training a basic skill, a complex task, a new behavior, or actually delving and learning a new specialism in the training world. First off, let's just get it clear. It's really important to note that Labradors are really intelligent and they're very eager to please, which makes them great candidates for training to do anything. However, as with any dog, training requires a lot of time, practice, patience, and a whole heap of consistency for it to become an ingrained habit and behavior. So whatever you want to achieve with your Labrador in the next 12 months, I want you to start considering the four things that I'm going to mention in this podcast. So stage one. Stage one is where we set our goals. This is the starting point. Think about what do you actually want to achieve in the next 12 months? Don't worry at this point how you're going to do it, but ideally, what do you want to learn or what do you want to change? It might be getting your dog to walk nice on a lead. It could be learning recall so that you can let your dog run free along the beach. Maybe learning to become a scent detection dog or an assistance dog. Maybe you want to help your dog overcome their anxieties around being home alone. It can be absolutely anything at all. If you're struggling to pinpoint what it is that you want to achieve, when I look at dog training goals, I like to consider these two questions. What frustrates me the most about my current situation? And secondly, if I could change just one thing to make my life or my dog's life easier, what might it be? So once you've considered those, hopefully you've got a very short list. Pick a maximum of three things from that list that you're going to have as your goals for the next 12 months going ahead. And the reason I say keep it to three is if you have a list of 10 things, you're probably going to feel a bit overwhelmed and you'll probably start to give up on them. So maximum of three because they're achievable. But I want you to be really specific. So if you've got something as generic as I want my dog to be better behaved on a walk, that's not really good enough. It's not specific enough. So get into the fine detail and maybe kind of rephrase it to something like, I want to teach my dog to walk to heel or to walk by my side when we go for a lead walk. And that's going to give you a specific thing to work towards. So now you have your specific goals, you can move on to the next stage. And the next stage is making plans. Again, specific plans are what's needed here. Just simply stating, I'm going to practice isn't really good enough because it could mean so many things. So have a little think about these things. What is it that you need to teach your dog? How are you going to teach them? When are you going to teach them? Whose help do you need to teach them? Once you have taught them, when are you going to do the practice? What are you going to practice? What particular skill or behavior? Where are you going to do that practice? And how long will you need to practice for? Also things like equipment. Do you need any particular equipment to be able to learn or practice the skill or behavior that you're working towards? So when we spoke about stage one, I picked an example of I want my dog to walk by my side when we go for a lead walk. So here's what a plan might look like in relation to that particular goal. So first up, I need to teach them the heel position. So I'm going to go find a dog trainer that can teach me how to do that. I'm going to need to go and buy a fixed length lead. Once I know how to get my dog in the heel position, I'm going to practice getting them into that heel position every day whilst I wait for my coffee to brew. So that's three training opportunities each and every day. When Fido gets good at getting into that heel position, I'm going to start adding some steps in. I'm going to get him to come into the heel position and then walk around the kitchen and hallway before I give him a treat. When Fido can do that, I'm going to do the same, but in the garden where there's a few more distractions. When Fido's good at that, we're going to go to an empty field twice a day and do the same until he's really good at it. And then once we've achieved that, we're going to walk Fido through the village where he usually gets quite distracted. And while we work on that heel positioning and that heel walking, I'm going to need to give Fido plenty of exercise off lead, as he's not going to be getting as much exercise as he's used to. So I'm going to go and book a secured dog field every 2 days so Fido can burn off energy while we work through our loose lead walking. So from that example, you can start to see how the plan is really broken down into lots of little stages, little tiny steps that eventually are going to lead to that end result. It's going to be much easier for you to stay focused and on track if you've got a very detailed plan. So have a little think about it. What stages are in your plan? Once you've drafted that plan and you've set your goal, move on to stage three. And stage three is probably the most critical stage. And that is where you actually have to do the work. And I know that sounds obvious. It's actually the bit where most people, though, will come unstuck. They simply don't do what is needed, or they don't do it as often as is needed to achieve the results that you're looking for. And that's not to say that people are lazy, but actually life just gets busy. Things get in the way, work gets in the way, family gets in the way. And when we're busy, the slightly less important stuff tends to get pushed aside. And dog training is usually one of those things that people see as the nice to have, but not overly essential. So you must be really proactive. I want you to, while you're listening to this, open your phone up or do it when you get a chance and just allocate 12 months of training time into your diary. So whether you choose 10 minutes a day or an hour a day or one day a fortnight, just put it into your diary at a time that best suits you and do that for a whole 12 months so it becomes a habit and a routine for you. If it's already allocated into your diary, it's more likely to get done. You can't forget about it because you're going to get this little reminder on your phone every time it's due to happen. And mentally, you've just committed to it already. It's in your diary. The slightly bad news about committing stuff in your diary is that you've got to do the work. And if you only commit to doing that work or putting the practice in when you've got perfect weather conditions, perfect motivation levels, or the perfect amount of time or the perfect location, I guarantee it's never going to get done. So don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Just get it in your diary now. And if it's in your plan, if it's in your diary, get out and get that training done. So whether it's raining, whether it's sunny, or you feel a little bit tired, without training and practice opportunities, you're never going to see the results that you want. And I have to say, I've been there so many times with my own Labradors. I kind of think, oh, it's raining outside, I'm not feeling up to it. But some of my most enjoyable and productive walks and training sessions have been when it's cold, wet, miserable, and I'm not feeling so great. Get yourself out there, get the work done. Your dog will thank you for it. They don't care whether it's raining. So now you've committed to doing the work, I want you to be rewarded and celebrated for your efforts. And that's where stage four comes in. Stage four is be accountable. So I want you to be accountable for what you're going to do, the good stuff that you achieve, but also the stuff that doesn't go quite to plan. If it's not going to plan, don't give up. Don't scrap all those training plans that you've put in your diary. Just reassess and make some little changes. Maybe you need a fresh set of eyes on what you're doing. Maybe you need a professional to get in and just keep you on track. Maybe you just need to find someone to support you. So that could be a fellow Labrador owner, a dog walker from the village that you live, a Facebook friend, someone that can just be there to help support and guide you. It is within your power to get the support to help you achieve your goals. So don't feel as if you have to do this alone. But you've also got to be accountable for the good stuff. I want you to celebrate the wins. Take the credit that you rightly deserve for the good things that you and your dog are achieving. So state your goals, share how you're going to achieve them, and then celebrate when you hit those goals. Celebrate your success with anyone that's going to listen, whether that's friends, family, fellow Labrador owners on Facebook, doesn't matter. Claim the victory that you're achieving. Treat yourself to something new. Go and do something special. Buy your Labrador a new toy. Just celebrate the good stuff. If you've put in the hard work and you're achieving things, claim that praise. So in recap, four things to do in this coming year. Set yourself a goal, a very specific goal. Make a plan, a very specific plan. Do the work every single day and be accountable. If you do all of that, you will start to see a difference. And I'd love to hear from you. What are your training goals for this year ahead? Be accountable. Share it with us. Tag us in your Instagram or Facebook posts. Use the handle @tailssuccess so we can help you stay on track and celebrate with you. Or if you need a bit of extra support, as always, I'm here to help. Just head over to tailsofsuccess.com and get in touch. Thanks for joining us. We hope that has been useful to you. But from me, all I want to finish off by saying is be caring, be consistent, and be your Labrador's best teacher. I'll catch you on the next episode.